With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G., John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Tuesday, and the focus is family.
On the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, Lord, I speak your name, and it identifies me. I am your child, I am part of your family. So I begin my day with your name on me, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Jesus, you are the good shepherd. When I was lost, you chased me down. You laid down your life for me. You know me, and I know you. Call me by name and lead me. I come to my God, hiding nothing. I confess my sins. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and the sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all.
Our reading today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Our meditation today is on the word mistake and is written by Megan Rogner. When I decided to become a high school English teacher, I thought my favorite part would be teaching the wonders of the world's greatest writers. And while I do love exploring literature with students, you cannot begin to imagine my satisfaction at beginning a study of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night on the actual 12th day of Christmas. What I love more than anything else is telling kids that they don't have to be perfect. I teach honors and AP English, and I am also a gifted education specialist. So I work with a lot of high-ability and high-achieving students. A struggle that many of them share is that they are petrified of making mistakes. You see, when you've been praised over and over for being smart and earning good grades, you can start to think that your value as a person lies in getting A's or being admitted into prestigious universities. It can be tempting, then, to avoid activities that you aren't sure you'll be successful at. It's paralyzing. Any sort of failure must be avoided to preserve this facade of perfection. As their teacher, I have the privilege and the responsibility of looking these amazing young adults in the eye and telling them that they are more than their GPA, more than athletic or musical prowess, to encourage them to try new things and give them opportunities to realize that there's reward in risk and that failure isn't final. When I say this to them, I'm speaking to myself as well. I frequently hear that pesky little voice in the back of my head telling me I'm not good enough, dramatizing the smallest missteps into giant catastrophes. Not a good enough mother or teacher or wife. Not fit enough or generous enough. Kind of weird and awkward, too. This voice is the reason why my favorite word is grace. Because even if the voice is right, even if I have made mistakes, even if I am as weird and awkward as I suspect I might be, grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. In grace, we can confront that we aren't perfect, or even particularly good sometimes. We can seek forgiveness for our failings without fear of retribution. And it is through this discovery that our worth lies outside of our own actions and accomplishments that we can find room to breathe and then to grow. We pray. Savior, I am sorry for the mistakes that I make that hurt myself and others. I accept that I fail in many ways to live out your commands. Thank you for taking the cost of my mistakes onto yourself. Help me always to remember that I am forgiven and loved. Thank you for your sufficient grace. Amen.
A prayer for family. Father, I pray for my family, those you've given to me, those in my immediate family, parents, spouse, siblings, those in my extended family that you have given to me, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents. Lord, I pray for close friends who are like family to me. They are as brothers and sisters to me. Lord, I pray for those who don't have families, or whose families are broken. Lord, I pray for forgiveness and reconciliation where there is division in my family, for provision where there is need in my family. Oh God, I pray for you to be the one foundation, your cross at the center of my family and my close relationships. And Lord, I pray for a generation yet unborn, future family members that you have in mind. All these things, Lord, all my closest relationships, I submit to you and ask for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.